Looks like we have the skipper ready downstairs in the clubhouse in Delmarva. Let's go ahead and bring him in here to talk about tonight's ball game. Once again, Joe, thanks for joining us here. But tough one tonight. You guys had the early lead, just couldn't hold it, and then just too much there in that that big second inning for Delmarva tonight.
Yeah, we came out banging. I mean, it was a definite offensive night for both teams. We ended up with the 10 knocks, you know, and 8 runs. It was great to see late in the game, you know, to see these guys that they're not going to quit. But Joe Gray hit the bomb to center, like I heard you say, and Alex Hall, very impressive bomb to center field as well, 2-run homer. But, you know, got us right back in it where we had a chance. But it was good to see that, and, you know, some good defensive plays in that ball game too.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, on your guys' side, while it was the double play last night that really helped out late in the 8th and 9th innings to get out of jams, double play tonight just wasn't really in the cards when you needed them at big times.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of funny. We did have another, so that's 3 inning-ending bases-loaded double plays in the last 2 games. The one with Uribe out there, you know, it's always good to, you know, cut that thread off, you know, and to end an inning. We got the bases loaded, 1 out to get those double plays, which were huge. And, you know, we'll be ready to come back out tomorrow at 2 o'clock and ready to play.
Yeah, and just real quick on Uribe, you mentioned he got that double play to get out of it. He also really dialed it in the second inning. Got the 3 straight strikeouts to get out of it after getting out to a little bit of a rough start. Looked a little wild tonight, but pitched well. And then Miguel Guerrero was great, too. I mean, your bullpen, like you mentioned, the offense stepping up and coming up big late, the bullpen was right there, too.
Yeah, the Guerrero picked us up big time. I mean, you know, tough start for Cruz, and then Gillis tried to fill him in for a few innings. But Guerrero picking us up with those 3 scoreless was outstanding. And it was good to see Uribe lock it in, man. Just really commanded the fastball in his last inning. After he got 2 runners on, I mean, fastball just was blazing. And in the zone, it was a great finish for Uribe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that 7-run second, just too much in this one. But you guys, 8 runs and 10 hits, and now just pick it up tomorrow and do it again and get out to hopefully a good finish to end the road trip and come back with a split all together. And that would certainly be good. Thanks for the time again. Appreciate it.
Got it.